Tony, we know that running a property is a risky business, not just the unpredictable markets and weather patterns, but each day farmers are dealing with livestock and machinery, often in isolated country areas. And sadly, we do often hear about tragic accidents and fatalities that occur on farm. The statistics aren't great.
Yes, sadly, that's very true. Unfortunately, ag has the second worst record for any industry across Australia in terms of fatal incidents. But look, there are things that producers can do, and we have made a great stride over the last 20 years or so in improving the situation. But I think it's really about producers being proactive around safety and making sure that they have things in place to keep everyone as safe as they can do.
I understand each case is very different, but what do you think is behind these type of accidents? Is it, as you said, farmers not being as proactive?
Look, there's a whole range of things. I think one of the things that is changing over time is that people do recognise that it's really important to have good systems in place to make sure that things are safe and that work can be conducted in a safe manner so people get home at the end of the day. And I think that's the thing that's really changing over time, is that people taking more recognition of the need to look at the little things that can actually make a big difference at the end of the day.
Now, National Farm Safety Week kicks off today. The theme this year, Safe Farms Equals Profit. What's the link here between safety and profitability on farm?
Well, I think it's very well recognised across all industries that the better that the safety record is the better that the outcomes are in terms of having profits for the business as well. Now, while that's a really key thing, obviously that has an impact on making sure that everyone's safe, not just the people that are working in the industry, in terms of the farmers themselves, but also their workers, their family members, and also the visitors to the farm as well. So we know from other industries that those businesses that have a better safety record actually have a better profit outcome at the end of the day as well.
And Tony, what's the best way to improve safety on farm? Any suggestions here for property owners?
But really, the key thing is having a plan in place. I mean, we often talk about people planning for how they'll manage their stock or their crops. We need the same diligence and attention to detail in terms of safety as well, because I've never actually met any farmer at any point in time that actually wants to see people hurt. But to actually make sure that things work properly, it's really about having a good plan in place and making sure that you discuss safety issues with all the people that are working on your property.